side.
You're listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO in Medford. A little rubble bucket to start your day.
I thought you were calling the audience rubble buckets.
No, no, no.
Hey, you little rubble bucket.
No, 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 no. Hey, you're listening to Our Comedy the Electric, WMFO's longest running improv ballet. Bust those teeth around.
Awesome.
My name is John C. Merfeld.
I'm Brennan Karsten, as so far.
Okay, now, Sam.
I just really quick, sorry to interrupt, but yeah. Welcome to the greater Boston area.
Yeah. What? Sure.
Like Boston, but Boston's yeah. Teeth around.
Okay. Sam.
Thank you, Laura.
So let me just get this straight. You heard me say that my favorite donuts are like a simple frosted donut or a glazed donut.
Mm-hmm.
So the donut you thought I would want is the thing with neither of those.
I thought you might want to try it.
What? It's...
John, you also said that your favorite restaurant is your favorite restaurant because they do good toast.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, but I just think, I mean, you're
John, before we move on, what? What the hell, John?
What restaurant is this?
At the time, he was referring to Tampa, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, they're not my favorite restaurant. But I may have been my favorite
toast
Boston area, Boston Ave Cafe.
Boston Ave Cafe.
I mean, wow, you have a bear trap of a memory.
yeah.
And I release a lot of bears into the woods, to be fair.
Isn't the phrase steel trap?
Whatever, bear trap. What same trap.
Hey, John, this memory right here, clamp.
But I'm just, I like, you're right on the money that I like bland food. However, I mean, it's just like, if you told me, whatever, I could make some other food analogy. I told you, you know my favorite versions of the thing, and you got me a thing that has neither of those parts.
He's expanding your horizons.
No, he's reducing precisely now. Diminishing
or
them.
How about this? It would be like you saying, man, I love bands like Rubble Bucket. Never listened to Rubble Bucket. And then I said, hey, would you like to listen to Rubble Bucket? And you were like, you dang idiot.
No, that's like saying, I love bands that have guitars and drums.
So
and then you play me just a guy playing like, bass.
Yeah, or slapping his guitar like a drum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've never said I like donuts.
I thought you
were playing.
I also got
no,
you.
No, I'm
you
happy,
four donuts.
I'm happy to
I can
eat
give
it.
You
I'm happy to eat it. That is not the point.
John, you have to eat it.
I'm happy to eat it. I'm just saying, I think your line of reasoning of you like donuts with things on them, so I got you one that doesn't. I just think that was flawed.
Well, I thought my reasoning of, hey, I thought I'd do something nice for a friend.
I understand that.
But I could see how that would be flawed.
I'm not disputing that.
Yep.
But you're dodging the question. I think I'm...
Sam, do you wake up today and go, I want to just ruin somebody's morning. Let me get my friend's donuts.
Yeah.
But this,
I've been trying to be a little more villainous, I guess is what I'm saying.
You, come on, I have a point here, no?
You do have a point.
That's valid. If I really wanted to get you the thing, I probably should have gotten those two. Also, I couldn't remember 100% if those are your favorite, and I didn't feel like ruining the surprise by texting you.
But, all right, well, you already asked if you could get donuts. And I said, yeah.
It could have been not for you.
Yeah. No, I mean, last night he said, can I bring donuts on the show?
But did you think I was actually going
to
bring donuts?
WFO has a strict no food policy, so this is going to have to be purely hypothetical and we'll have to eat them afterward.
He said through hypothetical apple bites.
Whatever, I eat an apple every morning.
That doesn't make it okay.
You know, that thing
that's... WFO will just have to learn to cope.
Yeah. Something's not a food if you have it often enough.
Yeah. Just become,
I have an apple every morning. It's
just a utility.
It's just routine.
Yeah, it's like electricity or the internet. You hear that, Ajit Pai? The internet is a utility.
Yeah, neither of those things are food.
Welcome to the Apple Hour.
Hey, an apple a day keeps your hours at bay.
That's what.
While
doctors
you're eating an apple, time
state
doesn't exist.
Ooh.
Speaking of,
que interessant.
Wait, by the way, is my mic coming through? It's not coming through my headphones.
Oh, nothing's coming through my headphones. The headphones are having some serious...
I think everything's coming through my headphones.
Yeah, you guys making up everything.
Yeah, I think Laura and I are just hoarding the sound.
We are. We have all the sound. You can't have any.
Whatever.
Welcome back to Sound Hoarders on the Flu.
I hoarded so much sound for 10 years after my brother left the house.
Ooh, that must have been difficult.
Well, I'm just hoping you guys can help me get rid of some of these sounds.
Okay, what do you got first on the top of that sound pile?
Okay, well, I've got a silly clown honk.
Ooh, I'm gonna love to hear that one. Ooh, now let's get that again in slow motion. Now we're gonna take a commercial break and we'll be right back.
But what do I do with this?
Wait, is this the origin story of soundboards on morning zoos?
Yeah, they just have a very sad, sad person in the corner who's been hoarding sounds.
Hoarding
they
sounds.
Have to give them over one at a time.
That's it.
It's they're helping people through their addictions.
Sound hoarders become soundboarders.
Soundboarders.
Wow.
Full circle.
And the problem is they have such sound borders between them and their family.
Oh.
Ah, the extension that bit needed.
We really needed just one more.
Like when my uncle got two hot tubs.
Wait, in addition to his existing hot tub, or were those both there?
Oh, he had no home.
Oh, cool.
He only got two hot tubs.
One for himself and one for all his things.
Yeah, one for the sounds he was hoarding.
One for the sounds, the bed, all the others.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
Man, oh man.
But you, Sam and Brennan and Laura, I hope you can provide some impartial commentary on this. What?
Can I introduce myself?
I said we're all here.
Oh, yeah. I didn't, I guess we didn't introduce. Laura Donovan and Sam Gordon are here.
Dope. We are here.
Yeah. Welcome to the flu.
But as I mentioned to you guys, I found the Chowder Hour.
Yeah, yeah.
A little demo script. And it had almost no information apart from this plan for a recurring bit, which is the way we're going to start every episode, which was that
Brennan couldn't make it.
Brennan couldn't make it.
Oh, yes.
You would introduce me, and then we would just start talking to Brennan.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. No, because we were going to introduce Brennan as just somebody else, and he would just act like right, Brennan.
No. In what we had there, I would say I was bringing someone else on, and then you'd go, so anyway, Brennan, how are you?
Yeah, but from what I remember, it would always be like a different person, and I'd be off in some different location
or
something.
Yeah, it'd be like, right, Brennan is in some foreign exchange program.
But that would purely just be in your introduction, and then you would just say,
and
hi, I'm
just
Brennan.
Be regular Brennan.
Yeah.
Yep.
I vaguely remembered it as being like introducing it as someone else.
We introed him as someone else.
Oh,
then
he would say,
hi,
yeah,
I'm Brennan.
Got it. Yeah,
that holds up, man.
That's a great bit.
I almost think it's better when you explain it. Yeah. Don't do the bit at all.
So, Laura, I mean, put yourself in my head.
I actually do.
In the fall of 2015, I had to choose between pursuing the Chowder Hour with that amazing opening bit or this more electrical hour. And do you think I made the right call?
I think you certainly made the less messy call. That one seemed to involve a high chowder budget.
Oh, there was no chowder on the show.
There was no, there was not.
And there was definitely chowder before and after John got there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, dude.
I love chowder.
There was definitely chowder involved.
Oh, that's why we hid it from you.
Oh,
the hour without chowder, John.
Of course, if Sam heard that I love chowder, he probably would have just gotten me a bowl of hot water. I know you like some of the constituent parts of chowder, so I got you just those.
Yeah,
the clams
just,
come
and just
later.
A clammy aroma.
Can we just real quick before we move on? Can we talk about clamato juice?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
What's the deal?
What is it?
I think we need to open up a new segment. talking about clamato.
Talking about clamato. You say clamato, I say clamato.
Yeah. Hold on.
Let's call this product. Let's recall this product.
Let's call the whole product off. Yeah.
Hold on. Gotta get.
Is it made by one of them big companies like a Kraft or Toyota?
Guys,
we're not even in the segment
clamato
yet.
By Toyota.
This is. You say clamato, I say bleh. Yeah.
Was that clamato?
That was Animal Dang. Flag.
Good band.
Yeah.
Animal
Flag and Emperor X are playing in Cambridge on Sunday.
Are those made-up band names, or are those...
Nope. No, Emperor X was a high school science teacher who decided to start doing music. John likes some of his songs, but for the most part, isn't really into them.
Boom! No, I am. I'm more into him than you have just implied.
Bear Trap! Damn. Clamp!
Whatever, that was more recent.
Clamp!
I'm more into him than you just implied, but yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, Emperor X, I'm excited.
I pointed knowingly to Brendan when he said
that. The tickets were like 50 cents, so I got...
Oh,
eight.
That's yes, me.
That's more $4. For $4.
Anyway, let's talk clamato.
Wait, can we look up who the chief producer?
Well,
clamato
I think we should
is?
Probably have a guessing
should
game.
We guess around?
Also, I don't know what that is.
So
clamato juice, which yeah, also sounds dangerously close to chlamydia.
That's what that
it does. Also, turns out. So I was looking at like a color palette for a design project I was working on recently. Because, you know, I live a wild and crazy life. And right. I saw a color called Wisteria, and I thought, wow, that sounds suspiciously like the disease Listeria. And it turns out that's a type... Wisteria is a type of flower. It's not a weird play on a disease for a color. But it seems like they should have picked one or the other on those. Like, I feel like that was a mistake to name them so close.
Mm.
Also, right. When you said that, I thought you were talking about the hit song from 2008, and then I realized that was Disturbia.
Yeah. For some reason, that went through my head, too. Wisteria! Boop, 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 boop,
Okay.
Are you sure that's 2008?
So I have the Clemato, I have the Clemato Wikipedia page.
The page up,
up here. I'm gonna give you guys some quiz questions.
So if I understand correctly, really quick for as a refresher for Laura.
Yeah, refresher.
You're not familiar.
I can give Laura the first line of this page.
Please. Oh yeah, do it.
And it's not even Clemato juice, it's just Clemato, so it's a brand. Clemato is a commercial drink made of reconstituted tomato juice, which I don't know what happened to it before it was, had to be reconstituted. Tomato juice concentrate flavored with spices and clam broth. Which sounds even worse than I would have described it.
For every time you took a sip of tomato juice with spices and thought, you know what this means?
Clam broth. Man, I should get John some clam broth though if he likes cheddar so much.
Sure,
just very.
So wait, so it's often used. I feel like it's used as a mixer in gross cocktails sometimes.
I'm
right?
going to that. I'm going to
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm just man, trying to.
I really assumed the clam part of the Clamato was some like wacky naming convention, and not because there was clam broth.
You know, Sam, that was the right instinct. I think it would have been better if
until
it was
just now. You didn't think there was clams in it?
Nope.
Oh, that I knew.
Did hey, I had no
Sam?
Idea. caught in a bear.
Laura did the clam I did the motion from cut, earlier in the show.
Caught in a
premium cut. Subscribers will have seen it in slow motion.
I did a reference to Slam, my least favorite bit of the whole year.
Also, what you named your house after.
I didn't name the house. Hold on, not
you
fair.
Signed
I didn't name
up
the house.
On the house.
I didn't name the house.
You signed off on it.
Yeah, because Liliana to name. I'm like the Senate. I'd advised and consented.
Okay.
Plus
she told us,
plus,
John said yes, so you have out. To do it.
Plus, all right, well, it's not my fault if she hangs on my word that closely. And also, Slam House, B-Ball Slam House came to existence before Slam was a thing.
I don't think so.
Mm.
I don't believe
Slam
that.
Has I'm
been
pretty sure.
The number one basketball magazine since the 1990s.
All right.
So, John, I don't know what.
Well, again, check out nothingbut.net and my blog will blow you away. okay, so question one on the Clemato Clemiz. Tomato quiz.
What's going to be the form of this exam?
I'm going to offer a question, and you three both, well, I'll provide an answer.
Simultaneous?
And whoever's, no.
And then you have to multiple choice pick from between us?
What? And no, then, I yeah, tell you which one's right.
And then we decide which one's right.
Yeah, I like that. But we can't talk. We have to
okay.
Yeah, this is how a game, you only use your hands to indicate your answers.
We'll tell you guys.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Well on the radio.
I'll take my answer off the air.
So, I guess I'll start with this. In what year did Clemato begin production in its current form?
In its current form?
Yeah.
1958.
Okay.
Laura?
1985.
1946.
Sam is the closest.
Of
it is
1966. I was, yeah, I was trying to remember if it was 66 or 55.
You,
58.
Get out of my radius.
I was 2 years confused.
Get out of here.
It's got like 66, 58 situation.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, this,
That sounds like a product of the 60s.
Mm. Yeah, we got all these tomatoes and clam broth.
Okay. So,
now that we no longer have to donate them to the war effort.
All right, so they're the company that... The company that originally made Clemato is now a subsidiary of some other... let's just say this. The company that made Clemato is now owned by the Dr. Pepper Snapple Group.
Really?
Which I am sure is some conglomerate, but also
the
just sounds like...
The ever-contentious
Dr. Yeah. It just sounds like a group of frothy people.
Concerned parents.
Yeah. but which company... was that original maker? And I'll say it's a juice company, or that's how you would associate it, I think.
Hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna just real quick take Ocean Spray off the list. I'm gonna say it's not.
Get out of here, Ocean Spray.
That's my Ocean Spray.
I'm gonna assume it was some local company, like the.
It's a company you would know. I mean, I'm just the fact that I'm even offering it as a question.
Oh, I thought
tell
it
you.
Might be a fun thing of.
Oh, no, I won't. Like, you, no. I'm going to give you stuff I think you
like
could feasibly guess.
The Fitchburg Juice Buddies.
I know
come
that.
On down.
Is it the Fitchburg Juice Buddies? Can we get it up or down on that?
I'm sorry. It's closest without going over, and that went over. So.
Oh, dang.
Just kidding. I don't do that.
Can we play hot and cold?
No.
Laura, what are your
No. You got to give a guess. It's a company you would know.
I say Tropicana.
Okay.
It's a Dole.
Ocean Spray.
I'm sorry, it's Mott's. It's Mott's.
Hot Mott's.
Hot Mott's. Mott Thoughts.
Mott Thoughts.
Mott Plots. Yeah, it was originally...
That's the thing we do where we just shout.
What about Mott's Tots?
So let me just read you the rest of this.
School for Jewish children.
or also potatoes.
Let me just... Let's see. Okay. Clamato was produced in its current form beginning in 1966 by the Duffy Mott Company in Hamlin, New York, by two employees who wanted to create a Manhattan clam chowder-style cocktail by combining tomato juice and clam broth with spices. Its history extends further back, however, as a nearly identical drink was already present in a cookbook published 10 years earlier.
56!
Yeah, so brand was owned by Cadbury Schweppes until the company bought Mott's, or after the company bought Mott's, is now owned by the Dr. Pepper.
Oh, Cadbury Schweppes, the famous predecessor to Dr. Pepper Snapple.
Yeah. Okay, so now round three. I want to hear...
So there was already a drink that involved the basic ingredients of Clamato 10 years before this, in 1956.
Or at least it was written about in a cookbook.
And right. Somebody before 1956...
In Betty Crocker's picture cookbook.
So Betty Crocker... In 1956. Herself,
so Mrs. Crocker...
She decided that clam chowder should be brought from bowl soup form into cocktail form.
It seems to be so, unless these employees didn't know about that necessarily. It seems like people were talking about it.
Quite disappointed.
Yeah, it was getting around.
Yeah.
Miss Crocker, you burned me again.
Are you referring to Mr. Crocker of the Fairly Odd Parents' mother?
Definitely.
She was such an overbearing presence in his life.
Not a great cook.
No. She was always ripping off Betty, her much more successful sister.
What'd you say, her better?
Okay, wait.
It's her better half.
Her better half.
High five.
Oh, we missed.
Okay, so... I want to hear one of the cocktails that uses Clamato in it. There are a few listed here.
I'll give you one.
And they're all pretty horrible sounding.
Okay, it's a Bloody Terry. You take one part Clamato juice, one part vodka, one part asparagus, one part blue curacao, and you serve it all over ice.
Is that...
Oh, I can't say till the end. All right. Lauren?
Wait, you want names also?
Ice cream.
I only want the name.
You serve it over vanilla ice cream.
You can tell me what's in it too.
Okay.
Use your whimsy bones.
All a lot of those. Let's see.
You
Clam City. I'm sorry.
Clam.
What's in a Clam City, Laura?
As Clamato juice. That's the first ingredient.
Laura, this isn't a real drink. You can just start saying ingredients.
Yeah.
And also, there's some flowers. I'm so sorry.
No, that's
Clamato juice and flowers.
That seems correct.
Esoteric.
But we won't find out till the end of the.
At the end of this, we're all gonna act out ordering these beverages.
Oh yes.
And then receiving them.
That's gonna be a new Let's See That. Where you have to deal with the repercussions.
Yours sounds more like a centerpiece than a beverage. Or like it's like a centerpiece, and then at the end of the day, you can like drink them. Or you
it's
can take
like
the flowers home.
Laters, but for flower beverages.
Ooh, flower later.
My guess Brent? Is a, it's called the somehow even grosser Bloody Mary.
Ooh.
It is all the Bloody Mary ingredients plus Clamato juice, and it's served in a half full can of Campbell's tomato soup.
Okay, Brennan, I'm going to give you the point. So,
some people do make Bloody Marys with it, right?
This actually brings me to my final twist.
Lemon?
No.
Lime.
Lime?
There is a drink called a Grandma's Bloody Mary. However, instead of Clamato, that contains, wait for it, Beef-a-mato. Yeah.
And must be prepared.
Which
by
is
grandma.
Described on Wikipedia as a popular ingredient in many cocktails, such as the Grandma's Bloody Mary.
Where?
Where
are the cocktails?
Can we clarify? Sources. Beef-a-mato. Is that beef and tomato, or is that like a funny name for a tomato?
It's
I
not
don't know.
Beef steak tomato.
It's beef broth and tomato juice.
Broth and tomato juice?
Yeah.
Is this also made by the Snapple Dr. Pepper group by way of Mott's?
Formerly known as the Cadbury Schweppes.
Doesn't seem to be.
It's just sense. Something you do on your own. You just have some beef broth, spices, and the tomato other.
You don't want too many hits in one product.
Nutramato. Wait a minute. Nutramato. What's that?
It's for people looking to have clam broth on a diet.
Diet clam.
Oh, Nutramato is the Mott's beef broth version. Beefamato is something else. So they make new. But yeah. So yeah, there's one other sentence here. I just wanted to.
Please. Oh man.
In 2001, Anheuser-Busch and the Cadbury Schweppes introduced a pre-mixed version called the Budweiser and Clamato Colada in the United States, which was panned by American beer critics.
And by miners.
Yeah. And if you add even more spices, it results in what is called a Sangre de Cristo in Mexico, or Blood of Christ. So... Yeah, I think that's about wraps up. Sam and Brennan tied with 1 point apiece. Laura, your hot cocktail zero. Didn't contain any alcohol, so I guess that's something nice too.
It's a virgin cocktail.
Wait, so are we gonna hop in a round of Let's See That where we have to order our drinks?
Oh yeah, sure, fine. I'll be the bartender.
Great. I figured as much.
All right, let's see that. You always do a really slow.
Yeah, I like to go. I like to vary the pace and the tone.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, it's so hard to get this bartender's attention.
I'm just hoarding some sounds back here.
Bartenders.
Hold on.
Man, that's what it sounded
like. I got a thirst. I need to drink.
Give
a
me
beverage.
Like 8 seconds.
This is a character. Slower and less aggressive, Gilbert Gaffrey. He's had half of a Quaalude.
He could never play a bird.
All right.
No, thank you.
Here we go.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Could I trouble you for a Bloody Terry?
Bloody Terry, yes. They taught me this in bar school.
I would like my ice cream to be mint chocolate chip. I assume this will not be a parabola.
What else do you assume?
That the sun will rise in the morning and I will have a prolific acting career for Affleck.
Well, you're right about two of those.
Excuse me, sir, are you Mr. Gilbert Gottfried?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Franz, do not talk to the clientele. Franz, do not talk to the clientele. I need you to run to Whole Foods and get me some mint ice cream. Mint chocolate chip.
Do you want my mint chocolate chip ice cream that I bring to me with every bar shift?
No, that's disgusting. No, I don't want that.
Are you sure?
You keep it in your pocket. It in your pocket.
No, I know. It's a little bit warm, but it's right
Not
there.
Even in a container.
Excuse me, sir. Yes. If you don't mind me butting in.
Please.
I couldn't help but noticing there is a green sticky goo coming out of your white linen pants.
Yeah, Franz. That right. Franz, I cannot have you serving
that
ice cream.
Let him finish.
I can't.
Are you feeling well, sir?
Oh, Mr. Gottfried, I'm feeling just dandy. And do I have good news for you? We have right here.
Wait, do you work at this bar?
Yes. Oh, I work at this bar.
Yes, this is Franz.
And we have some primo.
I use him because I don't have any of those metal mixing things.
So how does he help?
I just wash it.
You'll see.
I just put it in my mouth and go.
So you drink my beverage before I do.
And then I swash it, just like swash it around.
You
like
know, come to think of it, him eating the mint chocolate chip ice cream from your pocket would not be the grossest thing about your job here.
Boy, did I think this would take a lot less time than it is taking.
So Mr. Guffey, what I'm saying as the suggested plan is, I reach into my pants pocket, scoop out some mint chocolate chip ice cream paste, put it in the bottom of your glass. John, our bartender, will pour the following ingredients into my mouth. It includes clamato juice, asparagus, a single stalk of asparagus.
He knows what's in it. He ordered a Bloody Terry.
Okay,
so you know there
is. He knows what's in it.
Pop it in the mouth, swash it around, swirl it a little bit, spit it out on top of the ice cream.
That sounds...
Hand it to you, $12.
Well, that's a little steep, but for a good Bloody Terry...
Hey, you're the freed. Come on. You don't have Terry cash?
Well, as I am still employed...
Wow, that's the strangest sentence I've said this hour. You're the freed, semicolon. You don't have Terry cash? Question mark.
Semicolon.
Well, anyways.
We're doing improv!
Maybe I'm a dictionary. Maybe I'm a walking dictionary.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to help this walking dictionary.
I'm so sorry.
What a magical establishment.
Also, I'm surprised that a walking dictionary would correct my usage of punctuation. But
I like to branch out.
Well, what can I get you for, walking dictionary?
Could I get a Clam City, please?
Oh, right. Clamato and flowers. Franz, Franz.
Do you want me to just use the flowers in my back pocket?
I was just about to ask.
Yeah. I can run a whole face, but I have some warm flowers.
Well, this is like the 18th Clam City we've had tonight, so yeah. As long as you still have some flowers.
Yeah, it's just dandelions.
I was just going to ask, Miss Webster.
Yes.
Would it be all right if they were? Well, very forward.
Just like the beginning of her dictionary.
Adjective aroused. The dictionary just barfed.
Miss Webster, is it okay to flirt with you by using words from your very own book?
Or is that too intimate? Right, do I have to use words that are not inside you?
Please.
You know, like Portuguese.
Or Clamato.
Oh, yeah, that's why she orders Clam City. Is it okay if the flowers are dandelions? Which I would more consider weeds than flowers, but to each their own.
Yes, I will take the dandelions.
All right.
Thank you.
Great.
Okay, you want to just pour that Clamato right in here?
Into your pants pocket?
No, into my mouth.
In your mouth, yeah, sorry.
This is one of those shots only bars, right?
There you go.
Thank you so
$12.
Much.
$12.
What an inconsistent priced bar. Everything is $12.
If you leave out the Clamato juice, it is $2.
There's a third.
Clamato really bumps up our price.
There's a third person coming. Hello.
Wow, I don't know if anybody's ever told you this. You sound just like our bartender.
I'm the bartender. You're the customer because you have a third drink to order.
Oh. Hey guys, it's me, the third bartender. I see two new patrons just walked in. What can I get you as a beverage?
Well, hello there. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Paolo. Welcome back to our bar.
Yeah, I'd be back.
No, I see that. You don't.
After a long day.
Yeah, I know. At the sea, fighting off squids. He's saying, get off of my boat. I know.
Filling out farms.
In HR.
In HR.
I know.
Anyway.
Anyway.
I'm behind this gentleman in line, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks.
Get what you need to get.
Paolo. I was just hoping for just a can of Clamato.
Oh.
Still in the can, but if you could open the can.
That's the sound. That will be $24.
That's correct.
Bing, bing, bing.
I'm your local Clamato insurance specs.
And what about you, Paolo?
Well.
Let me just pass this down the bar first.
Ooh. Somebody, you might want to buff up the bar. It's looking a wee sticky.
Yeah, someone keeps putting loose ice cream from their pocket onto the bar.
Franz, not in the bar!
Sorry!
Not in the bar, Franz!
There's only two places I could keep it, pocket or counter.
That's not true, Franz. I outlined a whole list of other places you could keep it.
Okay, my freezer is broken.
And I used the...
That's still a better place for it.
No, but it's broken. The counter's fine.
That's technically true.
There were other locations, but I used the list to clean the counter. Self-defeating much, I'd say.
You know, I hate to say this, but I am looking for new employment, and it seems like you fellas could really use some internal reorganization.
Okay, well, here's the first and last test.
Do you have any freezers?
Also, when you have a second, I'd like a somehow grosser Bloody Mary.
Okay. Test first? Yeah, test first. Let's just look in this pocket here. Russell.
Russell,
I'm just going to keep reaching in there. You just stand right there if you like.
I'm going to have to file a harassment.
With who? We don't have HR. Yet.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot I walked into Uber, the bar. Slam.
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 Commentary.
Okay, well, now that I have my beverage,
ooh, you're a nice grizzly voiced fella.
Oh, you as well. Ooh. Let's say we get out of here and go drink some clammy juice.
Look at that walking dick.
Okay. Well, if you need me, I'll be back in the kind of external reality that surrounds this one.
Well, great.
Wow. Cool. That's a classic.
Got to the bottom of that one.
I actually think this is not the first time we've had HR Pirate on the
no,
show.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. I think this is the first time John played for HR Pirate.
I
think I played HR Pirate last time.
And
you played Damien.
I played a different pirate. Yeah, that's fair. HR Pirate's a great recurring character.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it was happening. Mm-hmm. That was beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He pops up.
Hmm?
Now and again, he just kind of pops up.
Mm-hmm.
Shore leave.
Like so many pirates.
Something at the very beginning of that reminded me of something.
Also, John, do you mind if I cut you off? You're now halfway through this donut. Any thoughts?
Let's get the reviews.
Also, for the record, you waited for like an hour and a half before you started eating it.
I was finishing an apple, hypothetically. Theoretically.
Also, it's 8:30 in the morning. It was received at 8 in the morning.
Okay, which is like an hour and a half.
Oh, you're so right. You're so right.
Yeah, 8, 9, 8:30.
Yeah.
You know, it just pings back and forth. Yeah. There's something humorous.
Okay, so we're just going to ignore my question then?
I was reminded of. You know, I like the bland flavor. However, I don't think I would necessarily have chosen it over, a donut with things on it.
And that's why you never tried one before.
However, I do love it.
Okay.
So the now final verdict, you love it. And if you threw that in the toaster, whole other story.
Really?
I mean, that would be delicious. You love toast.
Yeah.
Well,
You threw that in a restaurant, you'd probably enjoy it even more, because you love restaurants.
Sure.
And sometimes you just want to assault the staff, I guess, with donuts.
If you threw it to your best friend, star of Aladdin, Gilbert Godfrey.
Oh yeah, he did play.
Lauren mentioned the bird thing earlier.
I thought you were referring to the Affleck duck, not Iago of Aladdin fame.
Oh, I was talking about Iago of Aladdin fame.
Yeah. Man, boy, do I remember the name of that bird.
Is it Iago? I think isn't it just Iago?
Oh.
Iago.
I'd say Iago. Maybe it's Iago. I don't know. It's the same as the Othello character.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a good line in Brooklyn Nine-Nine about that.
Mm. So I've heard.
A good line in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
You can say that again. You already did.
I have already.
Brennan, care to reach into this donut bag?
Wow, this bag sounds so real. It's almost like we're really eating donuts in the studio.
If only the woodpecker cried, the bark on the trees was a little bit softer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I didn't know Luke Sackar was here.
Man, Sam, you're just really busting out the memes today.
Yeah, John gets really angry if people recite the song from Holes the movie instead of the song from Holes the book.
I don't get really angry.
You snapped at me like so many bear traps.
That was partially a bit. I said, I don't get angry in a very angry tone.
Yep.
I'm going to play...
Wait, I didn't even realize the song Digging Up Them Holes was in the book.
I'm going to play a quick track.
Dig it up, up, up.
And then we'll be back. Affleck.
9-9.
Stars were too far away. Used to be the world didn't have much to say. Coming in close and talking at the same time. Small mistake, terrible crime. Using up the air, trying to set yourself on fire. Everybody there, pushing into one thin wire. But it's better than solid state. Never look small, but don't get too large. You gotta let go, you won't stay in charge. Everything's fine, but nothing's really okay. It's all messed up, it's better that way. Everyone you know, crooked little numbers game.
Hey, a track from the new Jonathan Colton album, Solid State. That was the title track. Yeah.
Solid State.
What?
It's called Solid State.
Solid State. Yeah. Which is also the name of one of my songs from years ago, by the way. So. Yeah.
Jonathan Colton Seco's royalties to WMFO in Medford.
Yeah. It's good. It's. I mean, again, I haven't had time to give it a full listen. I think it's kind of a concept album, so I won't do it.
Oh, cool.
Treat it right, but it's very beautiful.
Was the concept of good songs?
Yeah. Yeah, here's a concept for you. Mind-blowing rock and roll.
John Lennon said that.
It's been a big year. I feel like all my favorite artists are releasing new, like, very beautiful albums this year.
It's kind of crazy. It's so nice.
Literally, if TMBG comes out with something this year, it will literally be like my 6 favorite artists will have all released stuff. Like, whole new great albums. So
that's pretty wild.
And I've been playing them all on the show. But check out the new Y album, the new Spoon album, the new Rubber Bucket EP, the new Pornographers album, and this new Joko album.
Boom.
Right? Isn't that nutso?
That's pretty crazy.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Musical guest. Rock and roll.
Comma, the spirit of. And there's a new Phoenix single. New Phoenix single. So maybe, maybe they have an album. I'm going to play that.
I didn't love the single so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I only listened to the first 30 seconds and I did like it.
I listened to the first 5 seconds. I hated it.
Okay. we'll see how it goes.
I think Gorillaz are coming out with some new stuff.
Yes.
I think last year was supposed to be Year of Gorillaz, but they just pushed it to 2017, so 2017 is going to be Year of Gorillaz.
I feel like they were really hyping 2016. They're we're coming out with all this great stuff.
But now 2017, whatever. David Albarn rocks and Jamie Hewlett's a cool cat, I guess.
Sure.
And, you know, what's 2D been up to?
Oh, man.
Time to find out.
I hope.
Time to find out.
I hope we do find out.
Welcome to the album. album's called Welcome to the Album.
The opening track is just...
Fun and games.
The opening track is just... Now, I'm sure you've been wondering, what's 2D been up to?
Well...
Hello.
And there's the last song is called What Happened in 2016.
So we couldn't find 2D.
One prompt... I need to give you guys. I'm in a bit of a bind. I'm in a bit of a bind. We can do plugs at the end. I have a couple plugs, but my bind is that in about 3 hours, I'm to be presenting my final web development project.
Right on.
And it does not work. And I'm going to need some creative Shark Tanky style advice on how to make that feasible. Now, you've all been on stumpdump.herokuapp.com, I'm sure.
Of course.
As well as Shark Tank.
Great. Okay. Well, then you know it's a social puzzling app that doesn't work.
Which is, I think, a meta commentary on puzzlement itself.
Good. The one thing about it that does work well is that we have this database of riddles. And you can click a button and it will give you a random riddle and solution from the literally thousands that we have. And a lot of them are really dumb, and I wanted to read a couple of them for you guys. But there's one that stuck out from yesterday when we were testing this, and it is, I go in hard, I come out soft, you blow me hard, what am I? The answer is gum. Most of them are not like that, but that one is.
What database of riddles did you get this from?
I got it from the...
Riddles.fun.
The...
Oh, riddles.
An educational website.
The Riddle preteens. Solution Answer Database, which...
Oh.
RSAD?
No, AMSAD. Or, yes, AMSAD. example, pick a stumper. Three lives have I, gentle enough to soothe the skin, light enough to caress the sky, hard enough to crack rocks. What am I?
I water.
Yep.
Yeah, it is water. That's
nailed it.
I was going to say gum.
No. Whenever something's cracking water...
Ooh, here's kind of a good one.
Gum.
My maker doesn't want me, my buyer doesn't use me, and my user will never see me.
Oh, well, this is a classic.
Stumpjump.com.
It's
poo.
Can I say it?
Oh, have you heard this one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I perused riddles.fun back in the day. I might have even been a commenter in the forums.
All right. Well,
good riddle.
What do you got?
It's a coffin.
Yeah, it is a coffin. Pretty clever.
The water one, though, I didn't know the answer to. I just guessed it because...
Yeah.
I do think rocks.
Water's a pretty safe bet.
Previous one. Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
I
don't want it.
Would I make it? I don't want it.
A lot of typos in this.
Also,
database.
That doesn't count if you're a vampire, because I feel like they buy. Oh no, they don't buy their own coffins. They have their. You know,
their
manservants.
You're right. Coffin sales don't occur at night. That wouldn't work.
It would not work at all. Unless they had a door-to-door coffin salesman.
Man.
You guys
are considering how coffins are really the banks of the vampire community. Always working when they're open. Always closed when they're not.
Donut.
Tastes good, donut.
Oh, hey, Brennan, you want a Hertz donut?
No, like, I know where this is going. Oh no, he's winding up. Oh my gosh. Wow. Oh my god, he just tossed me a donut.
From the car company Hertz.
Brought to us by Hertz. And right, ate this donut. Even better.
Well, yeah, so I'm not really worried about my grade in this course. I am worried about being very embarrassed in front of my teacher Ming, who I like. And I'm gonna have to be like, here's what this button is designed to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you guys been in any comparable situations?
Yes.
How do I make this work?
Throw somebody under the bus. Works 100% of the time.
Well, the other three members of my group were in the burlesque show last night, and I think are going to be severely ill and tired this morning, so okay. I can definitely throw them under the bus.
Cool, sure. Cool. Also, if that's the case, you barely need to throw them under the bus. You just give a light shove, and they will fall.
They'll fall right over. I think if you describe it as the Uber of something, that would be helpful.
I feel like Uber's brand is on the harsh decline.
If you call it the Uber, the Tinder of not working. Mm. That might be a really good. Ming will be like, "Whoa, that's a crazy successful company." Sometimes,
yeah.
Frame it as this is a riddle app for you, and eventually we'll branch into other people.
You know, like life.
Hey, John, it's called Room for Improvement. Okay, it's all potential energy in this project.
It's called Final Project.
You should say, I came into this project with a growth mindset, and the mindset was that the growth would occur after the project was due.
Okay.
Maybe you treat it like it's like an Emperor's New Robe kind of deal, and
you
only...
don't see the riddle?
Yeah.
No, the riddles they can see.
Okay, what can't they see?
Well, then what's the issue?
The functionality.
Oh, John, here's what you do. You just give him such a hard riddle that he can't focus on anything else. He's going to be like,
Look,
what does stand in the morning and crawls at night?
Look, on Stump Dump, you can successfully dump stumpers, but when someone dumps you a stumper and you find it, you can't solve it or see it. It's there in the database, but we're having a hard time getting
it's
the database.
It's not appearing?
Yeah, it's not appearing when you go to your My Stumpers page.
Would it look obvious if you just took a post-it note and put it on your screen?
It would look obvious because it would be obvious.
Would it seem obvious?
Ooh. Now, what if you set up some kind of elaborate Rube Goldberg machine that blinds him before the presentation? Why don't you just assault your professor? Just throw a bunch of really hard donuts at him, and he's going to be so covered in welts he won't be able to show up. So he'll go, well, this is it.
This is also a welt. Welt, welt, welt.
Time to go to the
any of these. Any of these going to work so far?
I like the growth mindset one.
Yeah. I think you go, look, I didn't want my college experience to end, so I decided that it would.
So that I decided I would fail this class. Yeah.
And I will take this with me henceforth into the miasmic beyond.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Sam, your mouth makes the most bag-like sound effects.
Yeah, dude, speak English.
Wow.
We get it, Sam.
You're a wealthy man.
Yeah, I'm like a R2-D2 bag. We're like, you guys can understand me.
Or an
everybody else, you're just a robot.
Or an AC/DC bag. Am I right, fish fans? Huh? AC/DC bag? Great jam.
Like bag in bag?
No. There's a character in the...
You want to confirm it's a back in black joke? Yep.
There's a character in the Fish universe called AC/DC bag.
Oh,
and
sure.
There's a song about it.
Is there a song also called AC/DC bag?
Hmm?
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
Do they have any songs that are called We're Sorry, This Is So Long?
No, Brennan. They have a song called You Enjoy Myself, which is really long.
Over under 12 minutes.
Over.
Oh, no. Man.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, that's all the prepared material I brought to the show.
Sure.
I have some prepared material.
Oh.
Break it out, man.
Great. Laura, prepared material?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
No, no, look, that thing we were working on.
Oh, you're so right.
All right, yeah, yeah, let's see your guys' talent show.
Let's have it.
Here's the thing, is it's a very visual segment. It's a cooking segment.
That's fine.
That's okay.
I'm great.
We've been doing a lot of YouTube stuff this season, so visual segments are fine.
Great. Can we get some like intro, like dun 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 dun. And then like can you like intro us as cooking it up with
I got it. You're cooking it up with Sam Gordon and Laura Donovan. Welcome to the flu.
Okay, well thank you for having us on the air this morning.
Very on
network.
We figured, you know, a great way to start off any day is with a healthy breakfast. So we're gonna be cooking you up something that's a little delicious and hopefully a little nutritious too. So the first thing you're going to want to do is reach down and pick up your bowl of clam broth. Thank you, John, for getting that right in the bowl. John's going to be holding on to our ingredients before we use them today, so I'm just going to pass this to Laura. And Laura, what'd you do with the whisk? We really got to start. Where did you put that whisk?
Oh, where did I put the... Oh, geez.
Oh, wait, John, can you pass me the whisk, please?
Yeah, John, where's the whisk?
Oh. Thank you. Okay, now we're just gonna start whisking that clam broth. Get it nice and aerated.
Whiskey.
So just let me just. Okay, now while Laura's whisking it up, Laura, why don't you go ahead and tell them what we're gonna do next?
Okay, so we've got all this clam broth. I'm sure you're thinking, what are we gonna do with the clam broth?
Well, I was thinking it.
Hey, Brennan, can we enter the intimate story time, Kevin?
Yeah, this is intimate story.
All right, this is intimate story. Keep going, YouTube.
Yeah, you ever think how weird it is that when Sam and Laura get quiet, they just sound like they're not even speaking words?
Yeah, I know. It's like they're through a thick muffle of glass.
A cartoon.
Yeah, I know. Brennan.
Clam broth! I wish.
John, measuring cup.
What do you have to say for yourself,
John? We really need that measuring cup.
I just feel
we can probably just eyeball it.
This segment is doesn't have legs.
Succulents do you think we can get here anyway?
Do you want to maybe cough up some legs so you can have some?
I see. Yeah, that's part of what I don't like about it.
Laura, let's cook these
legs. I think we need to cancel this.
I think should we deliver the
man? Hopefully we don't get canceled because I really need the money.
I think we need.
I don't think Food Network will take a chance like that.
This has been Intimate Story Time.
And that's
friends,
how you make
totally
a breakfast souffle pie.
We're sorry, but here on the Flu Network, we have a really high standard for our culinary programming.
Oh no!
And it feels like you both come into each episode not really knowing where it's gonna go. The fact that all of your ingredients are stored inside of a man.
Which, that one bar we went to also did that.
But when it's a bar, it's allowed.
It's a hip,
yeah.
It's a new trend.
It's a different standard. It's a bar that, you know, they can keep their ingredients somewhere else. But
we're
the fact that
the
you
bar
don't have...
scene to the TV scene.
Okay, Laura, I understand, but you need a pantry. You can't just use a man to store
about a
mantry?
Well, here's the thing, is you didn't let us into the studio before we got here, so we needed a mobile pantry.
Right, that's just a backpack.
A PTG, a pantry to go.
Listen, fellas, you got a real swashbuckler of a severance package, but I'm gonna need... It's Mr. Leg to you now.
Mark Leg, the HR pirate?
No, Paolo Leg.
Paolo Leg.
Anyway, let me just escort you off the plank through the front door.
Okay, well, before I go, I think...
Poke. Oh. Okay. Sword poke.
Ow!
Poke.
Well, you just killed me before I come up to the
plank. No, a gentle poke.
That's a gentle pirate's poke.
I know you thought it was gentle.
A pirate's
still
poke
went
is
in.
What I call it in the bedroom.
Well, I'm taking this breakfast souffle pie with me. You don't get to taste
that's
it.
That's fine.
You're also
with you
canceled.
And your laceration.
That's fine. No.
Also, before I go, I'm dumping this clam broth all over the studio. Enjoy the smell.
Oh, all right.
No. We're out of here.
Anyway.
Oh, Lord.
I'm falling off the plane.
All right. Well, that was great prepared material, guys.
This happens every week.
No. That was great prepared material.
Here on the flu.
Here on the
Network.
Great
so
prepared
material. Material we had.
That was good. That was good. I think we might be getting towards plugs time.
We're getting into the plugs zone.
Welcome to the plug zone.
We're the plug zone on the flu.
On the flu.
Network. Plug me up.
Network.
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 Flu.
Network.
Flu.
It's a real narrow segment based on a segment. You guys, speaking of meta commentary,
who's got plugs? Or as I like to call them, anything going on, because we're not...
John doesn't like to use the word blind.
We're not Crimbido Bingbo.
Crimbity Bingbo. Well, here's the thing. I've got some earplugs, so I don't have to listen to anything else anymore.
Great.
Laura, tomato talk.
Laura, anything going on?
Anything going on? Absolutely not, John.
All right.
I don't know. Been trying to... What have I got going on? Probably going to take a nap later today.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Schedule that in.
Probably later today I'm going to find out, you know, John's final thoughts on his old-fashioned donut now that he's finished it.
And had some time to process.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole show I've been processing because I finished before we started.
Yeah, well, of course, because you can't eat on air.
Where are you going to be napping so that people know?
Oh, in my bed. I also might watch Veep.
All right.
So if you guys want to hit me up on Veep.
And now, is there a Facebook event on, for that? Or
No, but if you went on the show Veep and were like, hey, Sam, what's up? I'd see you.
Cool.
Brandon, any plugs?
If you're not busy later, come to my second and third out of four presentations over the course of 3 days. But otherwise...
And Caroline's thesis in Lane,
though. Caroline's thesis is in Lane at 11 o'clock, yeah. Which is super cool, or thesis defense. So I'm going to be at that.
Hey, can I make a joke at her expense?
I wish you would.
Is it more like lame?
Yeah, it's more like lame.
I figured. But I do think they have the most fossils on campus within any building. So you gotta get some
outside of buildings, who knows?
Outside of buildings?
Yeah, beneath.
Just to say. Yeah. But got my other plugs, last day of classes, folks.
Hey.
Go to it, check it out, and don't go to it again.
Oh, yeah. John, you had your last on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
My last day of classes ever was on yesterday.
Man, oh, man.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Jane, when was your last day of classes, or have you not had it yet?
Yesterday, yeah. Well, actually, okay, I've danced today, but I'm auditing.
You're auditing.
Oh, is that Annie's class?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, cool, yeah.
She told me she likes it when you're there, because you're way better, but she also likes it when you're not there, because then she's the best one.
A lot of ego.
Yeah.
John, do you got any stuff you
want to
talk about?
I do.
On
Saturday at 8, you can see me and Chloe Hyman's senior recital. We're singing a duet.
Ooh.
And also, you can check out the latest episode of Spoiling Ourselves, the podcast, on which I appear. And if you listen till the end, the very end, you will hear this amazing rant that I go on complaining about the show on the show, which they cut from the episode. So I was like, oh, it's just not going to be there. But then they tacked it on afterward.
Really?
They did this whole bit about bonus content that I got really upset about.
And you got turned into bonus content?
Yeah. Well, I thought it was going to be paid content. But anyway, so it is very, very funny. And the whole episode is good. And so check that out. Men of the Sea, Spoiling Ourselves. Great. Well, friends.
Can you play "Wouldn't It Be Nice" by the Beach Boys?
No.
Can I second that?
What are you? A community caller? I'm gonna play the new Phoenix single. All right. Well, great. Thanks for coming, guys.
Friendship canceled.
Have a great week.
This has been our Comedy Electric.
On the awesome teeth around.
On the Flu Network. Flu
Network.
Network.
Excited to be part of your world, to belong, to be loved, to be mostly the two of us. Something I was doing for a reason at all. They hit me higher than a disco ball, but you talked them and I let me go. It's not because of Michelangelo. Something by the juice you